Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcast. This is the New Talk, Podcast 345. We are live from the Chop and Walk in Scottsdale, Arizona. Got a little story about the Chop and Walk. I'll tell you that very shortly. Started out the day in West Texas, and now I'm here at the Chop and Walk doing my podcast. So it's been quite a long day. We'll talk about that a little bit in this podcast. I want to mention, if you hear this podcast on March 30th in the morning or March 31st in the morning, then John Bocklin of Bocklin Research and Development, Bocklin R&D, is going to be hosting a webinar on March 31st on Bocklin.com, focusing on 3D printing for production planning and tooling. He is one of the few people who's figured out how to monetize, at least at the local small business level, how to monetize 3D printing and manufacturing. If you're interested in what Bocklin can do for you as a company, this would be a great opportunity for you. Also, check out the links to Tara Bocklin's Healthy Life blog. Living healthy for all Bocklin's employees is central to the values for the company we've discussed in some of the other podcasts, so that's cool. And I know Tara will be thrilled, because in this podcast, I suggest that we need to have a farm-to-table truck stop, because I'm getting tired of eating old bacon and greasy eggs, for sure. Remember, wicked fast turnaround times, innovative solutions like the webinar and the website at Bocklin.com, real client service, real resources about Bocklin at Bocklin.com. Contact Joe Dorn or Andy Bleck at Bocklin.com and ask what they can do for you. Find out what energy, wisdom, knowledge, and imagination can do for your company today. If you're in the manufacturing business, you're looking for a manufacturer, check out Bocklin.com, B-A-K-L-U-N-D, Bocklin.com. So very quickly, the story with the Chop and Walk is, my friend Andy and I, he lives not too far from the Chop and Walk. We come down here when I'm in town all the time, or we order takeout from the Chop and Walk, because his wife likes the Chop and Walk. We love the Chop and Walk. And, you know, I was looking for an all-night restaurant. What had happened was, I was up in Payson. I decided I would stop and work and eat in Payson. And I envisioned myself eating a big steak and uploading my podcast at some restaurant. Well, I got the big steak, and it was really good. But the internet upload speed there was really slow. So I thought, okay, I'm packing everything up, and I'll head down to Phoenix, and I'll find a Denny's or something. So I rolled past this place, and I saw people sitting outside, which, you know, it's about 80 degrees. It was about 100 today in Phoenix. It's beautiful weather. It's like summer, and it's so great to be in it, number one. So I thought, well, I'll go in and see, maybe. And I drove up in the remote podcast command vehicle, and, you know, parked it and got out and locked all the doors and was coming into the bar. And the guy, and he told me his name, and I forgot his name. I'm really sorry. I'm so tired that things are going through my brain and out. But anyway, he goes, are you going to do your podcast here? And I go, well, how do you know that? And he goes, because I saw you pull up in your van. So the podcast, the command unit is working out beautifully. Unit 8 is doing its job. So now we have one person who's now newly aware of the Bob Davis podcast, and they were really great to let me sit here and edit and do the podcast and everything else and sit here at the big booth. There's nobody here anyway, and use the Wi-Fi and do the podcast. So I want to thank you guys. I want to say his name was Jeff, but if it isn't Jeff, I'm really sorry. It's probably Mike or something. But yeah, there's a few people here having some fun. I'm right by the pool table, so that's pretty cool. All right, so this podcast is kind of a montage of just observations from the road. What I like about it is it gives you a sense of movement and moving across the country in different places. So there's really no need to narrate it. It's just I'm going to let it roll, and I'll be back at the end of the montage. Well, we have a problem, and the problem is that we are currently trying to locate a thing called Computer Masters in Elk City, Oklahoma, because my phone will not come on. And we simply cannot afford to have this problem. So I either have to get a new phone, which is not good because I'm going to lose everything if I do. I thought I passed, that's cable one, I thought I passed Computer Masters up here. China Lawn Cosmetics, Homestead Development, Chucks, Cable One, Teddy's Glass, the Longhorn Bar, the Spray Zone. That's what I need. I need to hit the Spray Zone. Ah, Computer Masters. There it is. Woo! Here we are. Oklahoma's IT specialists. We have arrived. We're in western Oklahoma. And I got the AC on. So this was the first day that I've actually been warm. Oh, that is so great. It is a beautiful spring warmth down here. In fact, I just took another 2-hour nap and wasn't cold and didn't have to, you know, at the Love's truck stop. Already through Oklahoma City. So we're coming around the west side of Oklahoma City now, heading to Amarillo. And I'm just saying that the best thing about all this is the warmth. Just, this is what I was looking for. I could have gone further south, but, you know, due to the late departure, I was going to leave at the beginning of March and go down to the Gulf and hang out for a few. I had visions of myself hanging out on the beach with the podcast van. But now I'm going to have to do that in California. I won't be the same. I'm into the tropical heat more than I am. California is kind of not that warm, right? Especially in the winter. So, it is spring. So, we'll see. We should be in good shape weather-wise. But next stop, Phoenix. So, we go through New Mexico, and then we hit into Arizona. So that's, we're on the, well, the second to final leg. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, this is, we're beyond the point of no return, that's for sure. I'm not going to be turning around now. So, I mean, if something goes wrong, I guess I'm stuck out here in the middle of Oklahoma. I'll be broadcasting. The Bob Davis Podcast will be moving to a shed just outside of wherever the hell I am in Oklahoma. A lot of casinos in Oklahoma. So, I got the AC on. I'm wondering if it's going to affect my already not very good gas mileage. I guess we'll find out on this load. Because we are full. We just loaded up. All right. So, I thought Amarillo was in New Mexico. I'm like, I'll be in Phoenix tomorrow. No. Amarillo is in Texas. And I knew that, but I guess I didn't know it. So, we're in Texas. Just crossed over the state line into the great state of Texas. And I'm here to tell you that the roads so far have been great. So, I'm on 40 West. Where's Amarillo? What, in the panhandle, right, of Texas? So, we're going across the very top of Texas. So, great. I've been to Texas in a long time. And it's good to be here. It's warm. I got the AC on, actually, and that is a great feeling, having the AC on. It has been, you know, just, first of all, I'm pleased that the AC works. Secondly, having the AC on is great, and I want to say one more thing. I want to actually put out a shout-out. I want to put a shout-out to the Flying J for having showers. Welcome to the land of enchantment, New Mexico. I passed into New Mexico at about 3 o'clock this morning, and the first truck stop that I hit, I decided to chill. So it's now about 9:30 or so, and I'm going to continue west. And I was actually thinking about eating, what you eat. And one of the things I do when I travel is I really stick to the protein. I don't eat any carbs. I just stick to the protein. And I think that really helps because you're not filling it. And I won't go to fast food no matter what. I have a jar of nuts. I'll sit here and eat nuts. I'm not going to the fast food while I'm traveling. So leaving Albuquerque, I guess. I kind of feel bad because I wanted to stop here, but I don't eat any carbs. I've learned that if you just stick with protein, so vegetables and meat, regardless of whether it's chicken or steak or bacon, you know, if you stick with protein and vegetables, broccoli, whatever they've got, salads. So you can I eat a lot of chef salads, Cobb salads, bacon and eggs, and not, you know, like when you get the bacon and eggs, don't order the biscuits and the home fries and the hash browns and the cream chip beef and all that stuff, because that's the killers. And that's what ends up happening when I'm on the road, is I usually lose weight because I'm not eating all those carbs. But I was thinking the other day, you know, I'm going to these various truck stops. I'm going in and I'm looking at, you know, and I sit down and order something. They've vastly improved the coffee. For years, you'd go into a truck stop and the coffee would be in one of those bun coffee makers that sat on the burner for 14 hours before you walked through the door. You know, it'd just be bitter, mutt, horrible. You know, you couldn't, it was terrible. They kind of fixed the coffee at most of these truck stops. I'm not talking about, it's not a barista level yet, but it's, you know, the coffee is better. And if you go to a Russell truck stop, or what is that, Iowa 80 place, or some of these a little bit more higher end truck stops, which they're now starting to call highway stops or travel stops because they want everybody to come. They have full-on restaurants with a little bit higher level food. This place I went to this morning, it's just old. You know, it's dirty, it's old, and it really hasn't been updated. And again, a lot of these truck stops, this is what I've noticed. Now, if you're a trucker, you might disagree, but I don't know. Dan, if you're listening, I'll expect some background. I mean, their business is selling fuel to truckers and catering to truckers. That's what they do. And not necessarily Creature Comforts, although they all have the little store where you can buy CB antennas and, you know, stuff like that. But my sense is it's mostly just fuel and weighing and things like that. You know, I don't know much about trucking, but those are the things I've observed at the trucking thing. Flying J is a lot better now because they have the showers and they have... They're cleaner and updated and a little nicer than they used to be. Love's is kind of in between. My experience with Love's has been it's kind of in between. And I guess Flying J owns Love's too, so I don't know what they're going to do with that. And that's a whole interesting thing in terms of consolidation, because I was thinking today, well, is the truck stop business good or not? You know, with people traveling, especially lower fuel, there's a lot more people on the road. Lower fuel prices, does that mean people are going to be traveling? But why can't the food be better? Like, even diner food, the diner food is not that good. Like, why can't you get a good, like, good scrambled eggs that aren't super greasy and, you know, and just really charred bacon or old bacon or, you know, things like that? Or why can't you get, like, decent food at a truck stop? You know, like, good stuff. And that's one question. If I was going to, in a perfect world, I would vastly improve the food at the truck stops, because I think it would help a lot. It would certainly help me. It would help me with my life if they vastly improved the food. Why can't you get a kale salad with grated cheese at a truck stop? And for those of you, all you men who are like, kale's really good. Kale is good for you, and it's good. Why can't we serve kale? It doesn't even have to be organic. Can't we just get some kale and serve that? The other thing is steaks. Let's talk about steaks that you get on the road. Number one, when I do eat out and order a steak, in some of the venerable steakhouses in the Twin Cities. You know, I make a really good, I did it in one of the podcasts. I can make a restaurant-grade pan-fried steak at home. And I just use sea salt, and that's it, and pepper. I don't do anything else. And some of these places where you order steak, they're so over-seasoned. It's like, is there meat in there? And do they do that because the food is 800 years old and has been frozen? Or what? I remember the time I went to a Denny's. Don't ever order a steak at Denny's. Whoa. I ordered steak and eggs at Denny's one time, and I couldn't. The steak was inedible. I could not eat it. I didn't eat it. I took a picture of it somewhere. I posted it at some point on Facebook, I think. And it was just, I can't eat this. This is awful. Somebody said in the comments, that thing's probably been in the freezer for 22 years. It's at the bottom of the freezer for 20 years or something. And I read, somebody told me a long time ago that, and I guess I know this, but frozen food is not in suspended animation. I mean, it decays even though it's frozen over time. So, and I don't know whether it's freezer burn or oxygen or what causes it, but, you know, you can't just leave stuff in the freezer forever. So, FYI. So, there's the food. And I am happy about the fact that you can get the showers, especially the Flying J. It's $9 for a shower, which is well worth it, especially if you're not staying in hotels. The coffee's better. The food could be a lot better in all these places. A lot better. And somebody's going to figure that out. I mean, you got all, you know, people from all over the place coming to these truck stops. You don't think that they know what good food is and what it isn't? And you're not going to take, as I said before, you're not going to take the time to go find the great farm-to-table restaurant in Albuquerque when you're trying to get to Phoenix, right? Or Eau Claire when you're trying to get to the Twin Cities. You're not going to do that. So I'm just a word to the wise. You Flying J people, if you're listening, kale salad, and stop over-seasoning the steak. Although that wasn't a Flying J. That was Applebee's. But I have to admit, I was able to get a double order of broccoli with my steak, so I just had steak and broccoli last night, so that was good. I thought about bringing a frying pan with me in the podcast remote command vehicle, because I thought, well, I can, you know, I'll get a camp stove and a frying pan. At least I can pull off the road and pan fry a steak. You know, no, I didn't do that. And where would I put the steaks, you know? No. I'd have to pack him in ice, and no, I'm not doing that. So that's the food portion of this podcast, and I think the food could be a lot better. Although the one thing I didn't do, you know, there's these casinos all over the place, and casinos are famous for having relatively decent food. So maybe I shouldn't flap my jaws before I go to one of these casinos and eat there. I did pass one last night about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I thought, I'm going to go in there. Why not go there? Why not go there and eat? But I didn't, because I forgot. I was driving along, and I was just, I don't know, I spaced it out. I guess the thing is, I didn't want to pull into the casino and go through this whole rigmarole of parking and then getting out and going in and, you know, the whole thing. There's a diner, like a really nice diner. The Little Joe Casino or something like that. And Route 66 Travel Center. See, that might be good. Maybe I should have gone there. Well, we've decided to take the road less traveled. Let me give you an update here on what I've done. I started the day out. I kind of got lost. In other words, I kind of lost track of the legs. For a while there, I was doing really good with it's leg one, it's leg two, it's leg three, or something like that. And I lost track of the legs. So I started out the day on the west end of Texas, the Texas Panhandle. And I completely forgot about Texas. I kept saying I was going from Oklahoma into New Mexico, but I never did that. I went through Texas. So I stopped just outside Amarillo and got up about 9 this morning. So between 4 and 5, got up about 9 this morning and then drove through all of New Mexico. And, you know, I was talking about earlier how, you know, well, things look pretty good to me. Go to Gallup if you want to see, if you want to see depressed people, go to Gallup, New Mexico. It's windy out here. So I've decided to take the road less traveled here. I've gotten off on a cut 377 to 277 to 87 down to Payson instead of going all the way down 40 to Flagstaff and then coming south to Phoenix. So I'm way up here in the Sitgreaves National Forest. It's beautiful. I would assume these are, this is mesquite, but I don't know anything about plants, so I couldn't tell you what it is, but it's beautiful up here, and other people are taking the road less traveled. It's just a two-lane road through the forest here, and it's about 60, the sun is shining, and we're coming on to the sunset hours. This is why I love Arizona. It should be beautiful. So let's get back in the car and keep going. But this is the final leg. I'll be down in, I'm going to stop in Payson and eat and upload the podcasts. I've got two podcasts to upload tonight, and this is a piece of the second one. One of them is on foreign policy, which you probably heard earlier. Let me lean over here. It's starting to get cold up here. Whoops. Doing all this stuff while recording is a little bit challenging sometimes. All right, now, so I got to back this thing up a little bit. Because I need some speed up room. Because this thing is definitely, it's not real fast. Let's wait for this car. I don't want to be a bad citizen, so I don't want to pull out in front of somebody really slowly, because that drives me crazy when people do that to me. Got the window open. Why it's a little noisy in here. But that way we can hear it, so that's kind of cool. All right, I'm going to put the window up now. Okay, so next stop, 277, and then we'll head down to Payson. And, yeah, it's been a great day. And it's been a great drive. I mean, you know, it's funny. I left Thursday morning at about almost, it was like 3-4 o'clock, and it's Sunday. So I didn't, you know, it's been a pretty good time. I mean, I'm going to be, the leg one was supposed to end in Phoenix. So, well, the whole, not leg one, but the thing, we were supposed to end up in Phoenix at some point for a couple of days. So we're breaking the. So that's pretty good time, even though I'm not going fast. So I'm going 55, 60 right now, and I don't really want to go any faster on these highways. So when I used to come down here a long time ago, and I go camping with my friend Andy up in the up in this area, and it was just always fantastic to camp out up here. And he's camped out up here for years. Yeah, so this was where Zane Grey kind of hung out, and it's beautiful up here. It's just, I'm really glad to get off the interstate. The one thing about the interstate is, and I mentioned this I don't know how many times, is you can't, you know, you see, you're basically stuck with the truck stops. And even though I'm not eating the food, I get bored with two things about those truck stops that bother me, and really about any place on the highway. One, you're left with choices about, like, fast food, or the next level up from fast food, which is you're lucky if you can get a good chef salad or good Cobb salad. Two, it's everything. There's music all the time. Whenever you walk in a place, and sometimes it's good. You know, sometimes it's uplifting, but sometimes it's just like, could we just turn this off because it's too loud? The other night, I was at that Starbucks uploading my stuff, and they were playing the music so loud, it was like, is this a club? Because You know, this is really irritating. Of course, I had to sit right under the speaker. Same thing at the Applebee's. They've got the music up so loud you can't hear yourself think. I sound like a 90-year-old man, but it's true. But I guess, you know, people aren't working in the Applebee's. They're not working at the Starbucks generally. I guess Starbucks, there's more people working, but they're certainly not working on sound stuff. And that's what I was doing. And so I had to ignore it because it was distracting. So it's nice to get off the beaten path. And I'll stop and eat someplace in Payson. Well, there you go. Those were the experiences from my day. And I will say the trip down to from getting into Arizona and getting off 40, the trip down to Payson was great. And it's true. We've camped up there many, many times. It's beautiful country. It's Zane Grey country. I think the reason I read New Riders of the Purple Sage is we had gone camping there. And Andy said, you know, Zane Grey had a cabin up here. And my understanding that the cabin eventually burned down. There's another one now where I think you can visit it, but Zane Grey's actual cabin eventually burned down, but he had it for years. And New Riders, I think I mentioned in the podcast, was written around the turn of the 20th century. So, and of course, Arizona didn't become a state until 1912. So it's pretty much the Wild West out here all through the early part of the 20th century. Don't forget, I remind you again that John Bachlin's going to be hosting a webinar on March 31st on Bachlin.com, focusing on 3D printing for production, planning, and tooling. And don't forget to check out the links to Tara Bachlin's Healthy Life blog from Bachlin R&D and all the other resources that are there if you're interested in manufacturing. Don't forget, contact Joe Dorn or Andy Black at Bachlin.com and find out what they can do for you. Find out what energy, wisdom, knowledge, and imagination can do for your company today. Bachlin.com, Bachlund.com. And thanks, John, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcast. I think we need to open a farm-to-table. I think we need to open a farm-to-table truck stop. That'd be pretty cool, don't you think? And I got to thank the digital sponsors of the Bob Davis Podcast, Complete Home Service and Remodeling. Don't forget, whatever your home or business needs, Brent and Julie can take care of it. They're awesome. Check out the banner at the top of the BobDavisPodcast.com, and it'll take you to their website. You can see the kind of stuff they do. Also, Mad Case Studios, specializing in quality, original automotive artwork. Click on these banners and all the banners of the Bob Davis Podcast sponsors at thebobdavispodcast.com. Thank you for listening on Stitcher.com, iTunes, or TuneIn. Thanks for liking, sharing, and favoriting and following on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm bdavis7843 on Instagram. And the reason is it's hard to remember, and so I can still keep my Instagram base small. And thanks for your donations also. They are definitely keeping me in diesel fuel and occasionally some coffee from the Flying J. So thanks for donating at thebobdavispodcast.com. And yes, I am going to do a podcast mentioning all the people who donated for the remote broadcast podcast command unit 8. So that's coming up. And if you donate it, again, really, really appreciate it. And thanks to the Chopper Womp for donating their Wi-Fi to me so I can finish the podcast tonight. I love the Chop and Walk.